Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday. Before we get to the good, the bad, and the dumb, I want to welcome in Tubbo Towels. This is a great, great product because I'm at that time of year again. I know, Ron, you are in too, where maybe the missus starts looking around going, you know, we should start cleaning up this spring. I don't know. The winter kind of happened, and now I don't like the way the garage looks.
Yeah, can I be honest with you? My list is already too long.
Yeah, I know. Mine is too. And things around the house, like maybe we're going to do the windows, the little windows for about time, for the spring cleaning. Tubbo towels are great, and they come in handy. These extra large, heavy duty towels, they get 5-star reviews all the time because it breaks the bond that holds dirt and grease onto the surface, and they clean just about everything. Grease, oil, tar, paint, stains, chalks, silicones, permanent marker, food, drink stains, bird messes on your car. You can use it on your car, your garage, bring it inside, paint rollers and brushes and pans, fabrics and carpets. You name it, Tubbo Towels can clean it. Proudly made in the USA. And each wipe, this is cool too, contains aloe vera, vitamin E, and lanolin. So even when they're tough on messes, they're easy on the hands. I need that too. And you know what? I buy similar products to this. And what happens is I leave it in the garage, even when I close it, and then I forget about it for a while. Then I open it up and all the towels are dry. This has got a vapor lock lid. They're going to stay moist all the time. When you need them the most, they're going to be ready to use. Tubbo Towels are available at O'Reilly AutoZone, Advanced Autos, Napa, Pep Boys, and they are just fantastic, especially this time of year. You'll bring them out to the garage, you'll do some heavy-duty cleaning, but you're going to want to bring them in the house as well to clean up the messes inside. So when you get into that spring cleaning mode, don't forget Tubbo Towels, again, available at those auto retailers. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the dumb. Let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day? It's simple today. It's extremely simple. Opening day.
It is opening day. It's fantastic.
I couldn't think of anything better. We got cheated last year. We didn't really get an opening day. We got like a, hey, we're going to start. No, we're not. Hey, we're going to start. No, we're not. Now we're going to have, we're stopping because of COVID. Now we're stopping because of contract disputes. And then all of a sudden we're just here. But today, like, it just feels better. We had a traditional spring training, and it's leading right into opening day. Some stadiums might have a few fans. Some may not. It doesn't really matter. It's opening day.
Yeah, it's opening. Unlike any other sport, it launches differently. I think there is, even though we are football culture,
yeah,
baseball just launches differently. It really does celebrate opening day. A lot of it is the welcoming of spring in a lot of parts of America that have been dying, getting underneath the cloud of winter, and then spring pops up and there's a feeling like the weather is turning, the weather is nicer.
Yeah, even though
I don't need the jacket as much, and here we go.
There's a little bit of a cold front in the north and the northeast.
Sure.
So, you're not putting away the jackets and the pants yet, but
It's coming.
But
you know
it's coming.
Right, that's the thing.
And that's, it always feels like it's a rebirth of the year.
Yeah, and I think it's great. And a lot of people, there's so many people that even when the team is lousy and the team isn't going to be good, there's something relaxing sometimes about a late night baseball game that you're just kind of laying on the couch watching in July. It's always going to be on. It's going to be on your television and your markets from now until late September. Every night there'll be a baseball game
that
you can watch. And even if you're not a fan of either team, you can just find it and just watch it and throw it on. So, yeah, you're right. Opening day is awesome. I used to love covering opening day in Colorado. And you know what's funny is, like, I live in Nashville, and I've lived in Nashville for almost a decade. And, like, there is a kind of a turning up the volume, if you will, of a Nashville baseball team trying to get a Major League Baseball team. I don't know how the process works. I know the money is here in this town. We got a lot of it with the music industry and whatnot. But I really hope that sometime in my lifetime, there will be an opening day in Nashville for a Major League Baseball team. Again, the process is so complex. It's not as easy as wishing for one and then buying one. But I hope there is, because I love that feeling. I loved Denver on opening day. I loved it. It's great.
Even though it's probably freezing, right?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, oh, God. I can't tell you. There would be some opening days would be nice, and then the next day would be freezing. And then there were some opening days where, like, we're not getting this in. Like, it's coming.
Still
it's coming
snow
fast.
On the ground.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is something I hate to admit.
Right?
Colin Cowherd is right.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I hate to admit it sometimes, because I like him when he takes the outlandish takes that we're like, come on, dude, you're just saying that. But I think he's absolutely right, and it's his take on the overreaction of all the pro days.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to admit something here. I don't listen to him. I don't pay attention to him, so I have no idea.
No, I don't either. I don't listen to him either.
We're bringing him up. And you're bringing him up
because his strong take was, is like, you know who's pro day we haven't really talked about at all, we didn't really go into great detail about, was Trevor Lawrence.
I remember Trevor Lawrence's pro day.
Do you?
I remember reading that he was good.
Comparing him to other people where other people are, you know, we all knew he was good. We all figured that. But, I mean, people have been losing their minds. Like, it's the greatest pro day ever, greatest pro day. And then it hit a boiling point yesterday with Kyle Pitts. That
he's looking to do it again.
What's that?
Kyle Pitts is ready to do it again.
Yeah. I mean,
he wants to showcase more of his running skill.
I know. I mean, and he's definitely a freak of nature, but, you know, I think there is a tendency to be a little overreacting to this because we don't know how it's going to translate to the next level yet.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. Yeah, we don't. But this is where I'll disagree in this regard. It is okay to say this was a good pro day.
Yeah.
It is okay. Like, it is okay to say when somebody shoots a 68 at the Masters to say that was a great round. If it's five shots off the lead after day one, it doesn't reduce the fact that it was a good round. It is okay to comment on what it is, right?
Right.
A pro day occurs, a player does X, and you can say that was awesome.
But it's now, the next level where you're already assuming that, you know, the gold jacket is within reach. Those takes are a little outlandish.
Now, who was he talking about?
I don't know. I can't remember who he was talking about. So that's
so there wasn't a specific athlete.
I don't think there's there's not
the
a specific
to this guy.
Right. It's just, you know, going on about, oh, this guy has the, you know, because he has the longest wingspan makes him a better player than, you know, other players, or because this guy ran the 40 the fastest is something that you need to be worried about.
No, I agree. I think a lot of us do. I don't think a lot of us go overboard with that. I don't think. But the thing is with me is pro days are going to happen until scouts say they won't go.
Like, oh, no.
Scouts,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're always going to have pro days. And in fact, this year,
they don't need that. If a scout says to a kid, I don't need you throwing at your facility to your buddies on your team, I don't need that.
And this year might be a little different.
Won't have them.
And this year's a little different because we're not having a combine.
Right, well, we didn't have a combine, right?
Yeah, we're having all the individual pro days. I love the fact that, you know, Pitts wants to go again.
Sure, I would go again too. I did five of them.
Are you kidding? Well, I mean, it didn't work out so well for Mac Jones, though.
No, Mac Jones didn't have a good one.
His second pro day, everyone was like, oh, you know.
Yeah. But we were like talking about this. We were talking about this yesterday. These guys are still going to be drafted.
Yes. It's what they're playing for. They're instant millionaires.
Right? What they're playing for is positioning. They're not playing for job or not. Right? Like Mac Jones isn't like, I'll be selling shoes if I don't complete these passes in front of these scouts. He'll get drafted somewhere, and then after that, the ball's in his court, to use a metaphor. The ball's in his court to then make something of that career.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is, we have to highlight this, is Deshaun Watson. Because we know about the, I think it's up to 22 masseuses. Is that the word, masseuses?
Yes, I think that's the term. Massage therapist.
I almost want to say like massage. I don't know, because it's like fungi.
Yes.
Or massage therapist. There's 22 massage therapists who have brought a civil case against him. But then yesterday it was announced by his lawyer, hey, they have 18 massage therapists that will validate his character and say that, you know, Deshaun Watson was nothing but a perfect gentleman the entire time he was getting his massage.
So the total is 40 massage therapists
that
in
we know of
that have had an interaction with Deshaun Watson.
But the important
some
thing
are
is
reporting
that
it's negative, and some are reporting it that it's positive.
Yeah, 40. That we know of. We know that there's probably more out there that aren't coming forward, or it's like, you know, just leave me out of it altogether.
If you're looking for a massage therapist, and you go and you get one, and you're like, you know, I don't feel too good after that. I don't feel comfortable. Okay, then you get another one. I think by the third or fourth, wouldn't you have found one that was like, man, that woman knows her stuff. Like, she's really good. She was able to solve the aches and pains or whatever the reason you needed for.
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing. She handled. I'm going to go to her consistently. Like, I will call her office. Can we make appointments? I would like you to be my massage therapist.
By third
why,
or four.
Why do you need 40 of them?
Yeah, third or four. Three or four. Yeah, I could see that. That's a realistic goal. Like, yeah, you know, the first one might not work out. The first one could work out perfectly. You never know.
Is that an eyebrows raising statistic of like 40? Like, does that make people go,
I think that's
a concern.
I think that has to be the larger concern. Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be a normal thing for somebody to do, right? It doesn't seem like a normal thing for an athlete to go, I'm going to try every single massage therapist in the city of Houston, Texas.
Listen, and think about this. When you go to a restaurant, right? Do you go to a restaurant? Do you try every single dish?
Right.
That restaurant has? No, because you normally, if you go to a restaurant and you found a dish that you like, you usually go back just to have that same dish.
That's a funny thing you mentioned that, because my wife and I went to this Italian restaurant over the weekend that's in our town that just opened. It's great. It's got great Italian dishes. I only know one because I tried one the first day. And I tell my wife, we don't go here enough. And every time we go here,
right,
I want that dish because I can't get that anywhere else. And so I don't want to blow the opportunity to get that dish. So you're right. If you find... Like, what is he doing with 40 different massage therapists? Is he driving across? Houston's a big city, as you know.
It's a big city.
Is he driving an hour to go try someone else in Katy? Like, what is he doing?
I don't know if he's going out to Katy, down up to the Woodlands, down to Sugarland.
It's 40. It's a 45-minute drive, and 20 of it is on a back road. But I'll go check it out.
Yeah, and don't the teams usually have this already staffed?
I would think so.
I mean, it seems like a normal thing for any sporting team to have is a massage therapist, a physical therapist on hand that can rub out what you're there for.
Right.
You know, you got an ache and pain. You go to this guy. He takes care of you.
Right.
Unless you were with the Mets organization during the 2000s.
Right.
Okay. You don't go to their organization.
Oh,
but yeah, 40, I think that's the more eye-popping number than 22 against him, 18 for him.
I agree with you.
40 total. That we know, and this is, again, that we know of, because we know that there's probably more out there who aren't coming forward. I mean, I think he had a goal to set out and to try every single massage therapist that's in the city of Houston.
Well, remember when the story was like, there was like six, right, or seven, eight?
And we thought that was obsessive.
Now there's 40 people, whether pro or con, 40 people have voiced their opinion of Deshaun Watson's conduct while performing massage services for Deshaun Watson.
And we can even go as far as saying 41, because then there was that one girl who just did an interview.
With Sports Illustrated,
who is not a part of the case. Yep. She obviously isn't part of the 18, and she's not a part of the 22.
That's nuts.
So now we've added another one, 41.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. As we continue, Wake Up Call on Twitter, @TonyDRadio, @RonCulver. That's Ron with two N's. It is Sports Map Radio.